This is always a critical time for us, you know, after a game on a Saturday, because, you know, we're holding our breath that we're not going to take too many hits with injuries on the day. And we have taken a couple, you know. We've lost Kenny Davis. Unfortunately, he's been injured, didn't play today. And we've lost Sam Hatton as well. So we're in the process now of bringing in replacements. We brought in Greg Taylor from Luton. And we've also brought in Adam Watkins from Luton too. They were already in the contingency squad.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
we're all good to go.
Sorry, Paul, I was just going to interrupt you to say, do you actually do that? Do you have like a reserve list?
Okay, oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have to. We have a contingency plan. We have a number of players who you know, they know they're on that contingency, and they've got their phones with them. And, you know, the two lads are just elated, you know. They're sitting there and, great, we got a chance to go and play for England. So, no, the response is always fantastic, and great disappointment from the lads who get a knock and get injured, you know.
And what do you... Sorry, Kaz, just to pile in there, but what do you look for, Paul? Because, you know, we've all managed football teams, but I've never managed an international side. So what do you actually look for? Do you look for... Yeah, I'm always worried. That was two questions in one, really. Do you have to divide the squad into, you know, regional so that the whole country's covered, or can
No, absolutely not. No, we got a number of scouts out there. You know, we get a lot of games watched, and at all levels, really. You know, we look at Conference Premier, we look at the North and South, we go Ryman's League, you know, we go the Northern League. We look everywhere. You know, we got people looking out there. So, you know, people have got opportunities, players have got opportunities, regardless of, you know. But look, it's, you know, just as the Premier League is the main draw for the full England team, you know, the Conference Premier tends to be our main pull, but we're not adverse to pulling in other players, you know, because they are there if you look for them.
Yeah, just one more, Cuz, sorry.
Oh, go on.
See, no, I'm really interested in this. You know, you hear about at full international level that club managers are not always happy about their players sort of being called up for friendlies or whatever it may be. Do you have a relationship with your sort of, if you like, the Blue Square Premier managers, where you have to nurse that a little bit?
Well, you know, it wasn't so long ago that I was managing in non-league myself. You know, when I was managing Barnet, and we had five players in the non-league side, you know, but I picked them myself. I was the manager of the England team as well, so I was proud that they were. But look, many years ago, this England team was playing meaningless friendlies. There's no question about that. And it was upsetting one or two managers. But what we've got now, we've got this International Challenge trophy. And what it's done, it's attracted some big nations. And they are using this tournament for different purposes than what we are. They are, you know, they're exploiting the rules of the tournament because they've not got non-league structures like we have. Mm. They are actually using it for their national under-23, their national under-21 teams. So, you know, we played Russia in Moscow, and, you know, we had players there who were regulars in the Champions League, a couple of players from Real Madrid. So, you know, this is the sort of players.
Real,
I mean, when we go out to Belgium, we're going to be playing Belgium's elite under-21 squad. You know, they've been together for 5 years. And
Paul, with that in mind, I want to play you something just quickly. I always get you on and always talk to you about England C must play at Wembley. Well, before the start of the season, I spoke to the head of the national game, Kelly Simmons, about just that and the trophy and the vase. Take a listen to this.
Let's make it a festival of football at Wembley for non-league and for grassroots.
Mm. Yeah, I can't commit to it right now because I obviously need to talk to people who would be involved in making those decisions. But I think the whole idea of making the trophy final a celebration of non-league football and really raising its profile is one that we would definitely want to get behind and focus on.
See, we're getting there, Paul, somewhere nearer towards it.
Well, do you know, Caroline, I'll tell you now, we are playing against big sides now, and there's no question about it, and the lads are being really stretched. And I think, you know, the clubs are accepting that, and the managers are accepting that. And there are, I'll tell you now, that we could, this England C team could go and play, for example, against, we could now play a game against a national team who aren't a leading national team. You know, they're not in the top 40, 50.
But I can think of one, Paul.
Well, they were, exactly. And we could play them at Wembley. And I would tell you, because it is a cost thing, and we'd get 30, 40,000. For example, you know, let's say that India, and football is growing at a massive rate in India. There's no question about that. You imagine offering the opportunity for India to come and play at Wembley against an England C team.
Yeah. It would sell out.
The very fact that it's Wembley, first of all, you look at the population, the Indian population, the Asian population. You know, teams like that. You know, it is. It's got to happen somewhere along the line.
Great idea.
You know,
it's a great idea.
We're playing against top players now. I mean, and you know, it's become. You know, look, we were the ones who were always. You know, we were going to the Four Nations tournament and we were just winning that very easy. Well, we're not winning things that easy now. We're being stretched. You know, this is a very tense tournament, but the lads are gaining from it. And our reputation's out there now. Come and play England C, because you're going to get a half-decent game. And as I say, I believe that Wembley is not that far away from us now, because we could attract someone to come and play there, and we'd put a good crowd into it, and that would cover the cost, I'm sure.